T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Outdoors with Larry Ray. Brought to you by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, B&M Poles, and Ducks Unlimited.
Good Saturday morning back here on Outdoors with Larry Ray. Our tribute to Larry, it's Brad, and we've got Gene Smith, and we've got Phil Stukenborg in studio with Miriam. Miriam Ray joins us, and Miriam, we've been talking about stories and all these great memories of Larry on the show and in your life. What I didn't realize is his childhood wasn't exactly the perfect outdoors childhood, you were saying.
No, it was not. It was a broken home family, and he played a little baseball, but he loved sports. He, for some reason, he really liked to play the sports. He played basketball, and he tells, my greatest time to remember, or the only one I guess he remembered, was in a basketball game. They were like 2 points behind or something, whatever, and he stole the ball from a little guy, and he shot and made a goal, thought they had won the game. He put it in the wrong goal.
Oh, no.
He was very small. Very small.
Wow.
You know, not very big. After we got married, after we left college, University of Arkansas, I've got to mention that. That's his heart.
That was his heart. He loved the Hogs.
Right. And he got to cover them while he was in college. He sent his stories back. I remember when we were dating, sent his stories back on a bus. We had to go downtown to a bus in Fayetteville, Arkansas, for them to send his story back to Little Rock. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah. And as far as hunting and fishing, after we got married, after a few years, we moved to Memphis. And a family in the church had two young boys, and they had a farm, or no, just a place to hunt, really, was what it was. And begging us to come up there. I would go up there with them just to be right in the woods, you know, and get to shoot a gun a little bit and stuff like that. And they finally talked him into coming and got him, and that man taught him how to use a gun.
How old are you at this time? Is Larry?
I was about 22.
Larry's in his 20s, early 20s.
Yes, he's 3 years older than me, so he's about 25.
25.
Yeah, something.
So he did not grow up with a gun in hand and a lure.
He used to tell my brothers, how can you kill that deer?
Yeah. That blows me away. This is a man who's been doing an outdoor show on the radio for 25 years, and then all that. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
So got him. He taught him how to hunt, and when he got his first deer, that was it. He was ready. He loved it after that. So
you're the one to blame for all of this.
No, I'm not to blame now.
I'm joking with you. I'm joking with you. Yeah. Then you made your way to Memphis after all that time covering in.
We were in Memphis.
You're
at
in
that
Memphis
time.
When you did that, when you started hunting.
Yes.
So this is probably what, 66, 67? Is that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
So then he just loved it, and he owes it all to that one man that taught him how to do it. And
and your family.
And the boys still call him to come hunt with him on their place today.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. Jason and his wife, Tammy, are here in studio. Also, his only granddaughter is here. Allison is with us, and she's joining us in studio. Jason, if you want to come over and just share some thoughts. We were talking a little bit about, did you know that it wasn't until later on that your dad actually got into the hunting and the fishing business?
I did know that. Not until I was, you know, probably in my 20s or 30s, but I've heard that story before. But I have a story I need to tell about him as well, because like David Boyd and Jeff, they all mentioned, you know, what a storyteller my dad was. Well, one of my fondest memories from being a child, you know, when you work at the paper, you don't get to be home around your kids' bedtime very much.
That's right.
He was always gone.
Yeah.
And he'd be gone before I got up. So some of my favorite times were the nights that he was actually home. Anytime he was home, he made sure to come in there when I was going to bed and tell me a bedtime story.
Yeah.
So I was always so excited waiting for those nights when he was going to tell me another story. Well, he would tell me these fantastical stories about these characters, these heroes, Jet Jackson and Lash LaRue and all this. And he would make just all these stories he would tell. And when I was in my 20s, I remember going to him and saying, Dad, because I was all into the comic books when I was a teenager and everything. And I was like, Dad, do you have any of those comic books from when you were a kid? Because I know you love collecting baseball cards and everything. I said, have you got any of those comic books from those stories you used to tell me? And he said, no, Jason. He said, those weren't real. I just made those up while I was at work.
He had quite the imagination, Phil. And Phil Stukenborg is in studio with us. Phil worked with him at the Commercial Appeal. Is that what made him a good reporter, that imagination that Jason's talking about?
You know, that's part of it. But the other part was where I was impressed early on was watching a chaotic Friday night that was mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
When you got Friday night and you got all these additions that are having to be, as they say, put to bed, he was the voice of calm. I mean, to watch that at work, I can't tell you how much I learned from watching him just handle chaos with calm. I mean, it carried him so far in that job.
You have that.
Well, you know, I did do a little bit of that, but I don't know if I did it as well as
I think
did.
That is a terrific quality as a newspaper reporter to have that kind of a calm demeanor. I don't have that. And I don't think, as has been pointed out many times on today's broadcast, Gene, I don't think many today have that sort of calm. We want to welcome onto the show with us. Guy Trebo is on with us, longtime co-host and guest of Outdoors with Larry Ray and a longtime friend of the show. Guy, how are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I know it's been a trying couple of weeks and a couple of months, going even back to Larry and then Ron Wong, who we talked about on this show. Guy obviously has helped with the website. Tell us when did you meet Larry, and talk about your relationship, if you could.
Well, as you know, I have been a golf show there at the station for 16 years, and when Larry came on with his show, I had started to build websites for people, one for my show, and I just was nagging other people to do a website for their shows. And Larry's show came on right before mine, and so I got to know him a little bit. But I just brought it up to him every once in a while for about a year, and then finally he said, "Okay, tell me what we can do here." So that began it. As far as the website was concerned, that's what started it all. But then, as the years went by, we just became very good friends because, as we all know, Larry was so much more than his work. He was just such a nice individual. I don't think Larry had an enemy in the world probably his entire life, and he lived a life of service. He was always, he wasn't just out for himself. Everyone he came in contact with, he wanted to be a positive force in their life. And just over time, we talked a lot simply because of the show and what was going on with the show. But, some 10 years ago or so, I was going through some rough times, and Larry reached out to me. He and Miriam both helped me through kind of a rough spot in my life, but then that's the kind of person he was. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's ever been a more devout Christian in the world. He was true to his faith. So that's how it all came about, and that's what led to a great friendship. I didn't realize how long it had been, but I did that website for 22 years. So that's basically the length of our friendship was when all that started.
Well, I know that meant a lot to Larry that you anchored that website, because that was sort of his connection as a, you know, online. And I know Larry being online probably wasn't Larry's favorite thing. Gene Smith is here. Gene, did Larry like being online in this whole, all this fancy equipment and things that were coming along?
He kind of, what do you call it, all thumbs or something sometimes. Of course, we had some good producers like Shelby McCall.
Shelby's been great.
Then Guy, he come up with the restaurant with all the all those dignitaries in it and everything like that. But Guy was super. I didn't really care anything about golf, but I used to listen to their show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I used to say at times, I'm not sure Larry can even, he knows how to answer his own phone. Technologically advanced.
I went golfing. He did love golf, though, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Not only did he love the outdoors and fishing and hunting, I golfed a couple of times with Larry at the, I think it was the Liberty Bowl, had a really special event for a number of years. They still do, getting ready for that. Any good golf stories on Larry that you can share with us here, Guy?
All I know is I played with him several times, but to be honest, he reminded me of my mother, because my mother played golf until she was 88 years old. And I laughed at how many times she said, I just can't hit the ball anymore. I'm just not any good anymore. And Larry was always saying something like that, but that didn't stop him from going out there. And, you know, even when he was not feeling well and he wasn't well, he still went out and played golf every chance he got. He loved it. As a matter of fact, he and I talked about doing a golf show similar to what I had done prior to. But, he loved the game.
Yeah.
Loved golf.
Miriam or Jason, if you could pop on the microphone, what was it, and Guy brought this up, this is why I wanted to ask one of y'all, because it's something I noticed, and it's something for our listeners, for their life, and how they... We all drive forward when we're having tough times. I don't mean to get emotional, but what drove him to keep going? This year has been difficult. It started with Ron. We had health. We had a radio show that he really wanted to do at that Ducks Unlimited event in August, which I think, again, and I'll point this out for our listeners who are just joining us, I thought was one of his best broadcasts here. And by the way, that Ducks Unlimited event is coming back next August. Y'all should attend it to support the outdoors and what Larry was all about. What Miriam's over here joining us on the microphone, Guy. What was it? Where did he get it from? Because I don't know where he got the strength from, especially in those last few weeks when I saw him back in September.
I think just the willingness, for one thing, to keep going as long as he could. He didn't know how long it was going to be. He said to me several times, I'm not going to make it. You know, he said that to me in his last 2 months of his life. He would say, he said that to me. And, you know, I had no idea it was his cancer coming back. We didn't have any idea it was that at all. So I kept thinking he was going to get out of it, but it just... I think he felt it.
Yeah.
I think he just felt it, you know, so.
Yeah. He just kept going, though.
Yeah, he did.
Guy, any final thoughts before we let you go? And thank you. Thanks, Miriam. And Guy, thank you for joining us. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
Yeah, well, number one, I just want to say again, when I'm sure what everybody said, Larry Ray was an exceptional human being. And he was, you couldn't. You had to like Larry when you met him, and Larry would do anything for anyone, anytime that he was capable of doing. I do want to say one more thing that I appreciate about the station. I guess it was about a month ago. I had been out of town all month, and I was driving into Memphis one afternoon and listening to the station. It was Jason and John's show, and Brad, I don't know. I think it might have been you, but somebody... You guys were talking about who was recently inducted into not sure if it was the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame or the Tennessee. I think it was the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. But John Martin raised the question, who's not in that should be in? And the very first name that came out was Larry Ray.
Amen.
And yep. That's so true. And I appreciate that being said. And I texted Miriam because Larry was in the hospital, but I texted her and let her know what somebody said. And she said, that really made his day. And that was important to Larry to know that, to feel good about the work that he has done. And that was a good example of how people do recognize what a great contribution he made to Memphis.
I appreciate that. And with that, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for joining us, Guy.
Okay, thank you.
That's Take Guy. Care, thanks, Guy. Guy Trebo joining us here, Outdoors with Larry Ray, our tribute show. We've got one final segment on this Saturday morning, and we'll wrap it up coming up next on 790 AM.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.